Rosemary James, Rosemary James, 2/13/24, 9/6/64. Chief complaint, cough, runny nose, congestion, fever, body ache, not feeling well. Patient is a 59-year-old woman, married, has had two miscarriages, no children, works for Blue Cross Blue Shield as a utilization review.
So how much have you lost all together?
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, hon. So change, come see us.
I will. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's your mom and dad like?
My mom has two diabetes, but she's not even heavy. My dad's on the phone, I have his sister who's able to have diabetes.
Okay, so that's a good deal.
Yeah,
you're doing great.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Family history is strongly positive for diabetes. COVID immunization up to date. Allergy none. Medication, Ozempic 1 milligram weekly, lisinopril and metformin. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, which has gone away after she lost 110 pounds. Surgical history, hysterectomy, gastric bypass. She had a hysterectomy because of fibroids last period, 1999. Occasional ETOH, no drug use. She's alert, she's awake, 135 pounds, again down 110 pounds, 98%, 100.2, 16, 93, 112 over 58. Heart pulses, home pulses with the lungs clear. TMs are red, pulse pharynx is red, skin shows no rash, well, mucosal contamination. Positive flu A noted, Tamiflu prescribed, number one. Oh, you didn't give a Tamiflu, Doc? Oh, just Medrol? So she got Medrol, Z-Pak, and Tamiflu? Okay, we'll call her. And then number one, number two, we did an echo complementary because of history of sleep apnea. The right ventricle appears to be normal. She's going to change her. We're going to put that on it. Thank you for coming back. She's going to change her insurance to become her primary care. Next number, then we can do blood work and all the other things that she needs. Next number. We talked about possibility of stopping metformin since she's taking Ozempic. Next number, last A1C was less than 5.4. Next number, we'll get the results from her previous physician when we become her primary care doctor. And we'll do further testing, i.e. carotid ultrasounds and abdominal ultrasounds with history of fatty liver in the future. Next number, if she's not better in 3 days, call us. Thank you.